From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The exodus of people fleeing the violence in Libya has slowed dramatically today, as gunmen loyal to Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi have been deployed at border crossings into Tunisia. A UN spokeswoman says fewer than 2,000 people have made it out today, compared to more than 10,000 a day previously. NPR's David Green is in Tunisia and says the gunmen are intimidating people trying to flee Libya.
They're demanding that they show their passports, demanding that they give up their mobile phones, give up their camera memory cards. One man from Bangladesh said that he hid his mobile phone in a bag of rice so he could make it across and he'd be able to call his family. They are saying that they're calling back to their friends in Libya, and a lot of other people are afraid to make the trip, and so that might be an explanation for why we're seeing the numbers beginning to dwindle.
NPR's David Green in Tunisia. Hundreds of protesters are marching through Libya's capital calling for Gaddafi's ouster. Similar protests last week triggered a brutal crackdown by the government. There's a similar march underway in the eastern Libyan city of Benghazi. NPR's Peter Kenyon is there and says rain is holding down the crowd's size somewhat, but not their enthusiasm.
There's no sign of a flagging morale here or flagging intent. Certainly, this ragtag army of civilians and some defecting regular army units insist that it's still prepared to try and liberate the entire country. The difficulty is finding someone who has a plan for actually doing that.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Benghazi. The government releases the latest employment numbers within the hour. NPR's Jack Spear says economists are expecting to see a surge in hiring last month, even as more people return to the workforce to look for jobs.
In January, the economy added just 36,000 new payroll jobs. When February's figures come out later this morning, PNC economist Stuart Hoffman says economists are more optimistic, forecasting around 185,000 jobs added by the economy.
Last couple months, we've been disappointed, and those numbers have been below what was expected. So people's expectations are a little more tempered, but still expecting the best month for job growth we've seen in quite a while.
Still, even with a half a dozen straight quarters of growth, the economy has a long way to go before replacing the more than 8 million jobs lost during the last recession. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
An American man goes on trial in Cuba today. Alan Gross of Maryland faces a possible 20-year prison sentence if he's convicted of committing acts against the integrity and independence of Cuba. He was a contractor for the U.S. Agency for International Development and a program that promotes democracy. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley is calling for Gross to be released.
We hope it will be resolved so that Mr. Gross can return home to the United States. He's been in prison for too long.
Gross has been behind bars in Cuba for just over a year now. This is NPR News from Washington. Wisconsin's Republican Governor Scott Walker says hundreds of layoff notices will start going out today to teachers and other state government workers unless Democratic state senators return to the state capitol. They've been holed up in Illinois, blocking passage of Walker's plan to strip public sector workers of most of their collective bargaining rights. Protesters who've been camped out in the Capitol building marched out last evening. Gil Halstead of Wisconsin Public Radio reports they were complying with a judge's order that the building be open only during normal business hours, but that other restrictions be lifted.
Attorney Peg Lautenschlager called the judge's order a victory. She represents several unions and citizens groups who asked the judge to reopen the Capitol.
I think the fact that the judge indicated to the state that these restrictions are unconstitutional, you can't do this with people's rights, was particularly important.
Over the past 2 days, only 8 people at a time were allowed in the Capitol, and then only if they had an appointment to meet with a legislator or attend a hearing. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halstead in Madison.
Third grade students at a bilingual elementary school in the nation's capital singing to welcome First Lady Michelle Obama and the visiting First Lady of Mexico, Margarita Zavala. Mrs. Obama read to the kids from Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat.
The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play. So we sat in the house all that cold, cold, wet day.
Mrs. Obama told the kids her daughters would get in a lot of trouble if they tried some of the antics described in the book. The visit by the First Lady is part of the Read Across America program to get young people excited about reading. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support